And so I spent a year really digging into my what I call my heart garden, and discovering things about myself that needed to change. Understanding their feelings and feeling like they can't express their feelings is a big problem.
Welcome to Vitality Evolutions Podcast. Discover life-changing advice and insights from lifestyle, fitness, and nutrition experts on how to achieve a healthy, fit body and a powerful, vibrant mind. Feel stronger and live longer. Are you ready to rejuvenate your body, mind, and spirit?
Hello and welcome to Vitality Evolution. I'm happy to introduce you to today, Dee Grant Smith. He's a relationship and life coach, speaker, and author of Be Solid and How to Grow Through Hell and Come Out Whole. Today we'll be talking about relationships and emotional trauma that impacts us and how we can really develop our self-worth and improve our mental health through difficult times. Hey, good morning, Dee. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well, man. Thank you so much for having me on this program, Wolf. I really appreciate you.
Sure, absolutely. So why don't you give us a little bit about history on your background and a little bit of info on the book or books you have written?
Yeah, so I've been in what I consider the relationship space for a long time. Been a long time in the music industry. In the independent music world, I was kind of like, that was the relationship. What I spent a lot of time doing was coaching musicians, artists, build stronger relationships with their fans, with media, people that, you know, like yourself that host podcasts or people that host radio shows or blog writers and stuff like that. For a long time, 16 years or so, I had a syndicated radio show called The Appetizer. And my process that I used to get syndicated was something I adapted from Dale Carnegie and How to Win Friends and Influence People. And I've just been very much about building relationships for a long time. So I've always been very keen on how can we have stronger connections with each other. My belief is that our success in life really comes from our ability to connect more with each other and be a good friend. And I think that friendship is something that drives all of the business stuff that we do. I mean, if you hadn't felt some sort of like friendly connection with me, you wouldn't bring me onto your show and want to hear anything that I have to say. So there's got to be some sort of relational connection that we have to be able to do the things we do. Referencing my book, which is Be Solid, How to Go Through Hell and Come Out Whole, about 3 years ago, I woke up one morning and my wife said, I don't love you anymore. I want to go run away and find myself. And I was like, what? And that was her way of saying that she was doing some stuff with some other people and she didn't want to be in a relationship with me anymore. And that rocked my whole world because she was my whole world. I devoted all of my love and care and attention towards her. And when she left, like, it totally shattered my sense of self, shattered my sense of self-worth, because I found so much of my identity in that relationship. And also, being in the relationship space and being a relationship consultant for artists, I felt like, man, I must be a fraud if the one closest relationship I have says, sorry, I'm done with you. That must mean I suck at this and I'm really terrible at it. What it really meant, what I discovered was that there was some things I needed to work on for myself. And so I spent a year really digging into my what I call my heart garden, and discovering things about myself that needed to change. I wanted to get to that whole thing started in February of 2017. My goal was by Christmas time, I wanted to be in a place of peace and not have any bitterness or resentment towards my ex-wife. And so I went through a process of healing, and I learned a lot of things from different people, and I incorporated all of the teachings, and I wrote down all of my processes in my book. And so that's what my book is about. It's about not only how to overcome heartbreak, because heartbreak's a part of the human story. All of us have been through it at some point. But what I learned in my journey was I didn't know how to love myself. And I had spent so much time being codependent on trying to love somebody else, hoping they would love me back so that I would feel good about myself. And there's so many mental health pieces to that whole story that I'm sure, you know, you can, you know, all of us can relate to. Having a desire for acceptance, having a desire for love, and doing things at times in unhealthy ways to get other people to love us so that we can love ourselves. And so my book is about basically how to love yourself, how to become a solid whole person that loves yourself so that you can go through any sort of difficulty or challenge, whether that's in a relationship with another person, or you lose your job, or you have something terrible happen to you that your sense of self is lost. You can come back and be whole in and of yourself.
So based on your experience with people, like, why do we struggle with negative beliefs and so much self-doubt?
I think that the connection is a part of the human story. So naturally, we are inclined to want to make friends more than we are to not have friends. And so where the mental health part comes in is we start to attach part of our identity to our connections with other people. So for instance, one of the best places to look at is, like, think about your childhood. When you were a kid growing up in school, like, you wanted to be accepted by other people. Some people want to be popular because that popularity gives them a sense of self-worth, makes them feel like they're successful or feel like they have what it takes, feel like they're worthy. All of us in some form or fashion have some sort of desire to feel worthy. And if we don't feel that in ourselves, and if we receive that kind of affirmation or acceptance at home from our parents, and sometimes even if we have, like, we still struggle with that desire to be loved. And I think ultimately that's what it comes down to. It comes down to love. And so from my perspective, what I've been through for myself and what I've worked with in the coaching places that I've been and the speaking places that I've been, that desire for love and to give and receive love is really where it all comes down to. And so when that's not strong, then we end up going to war with ourselves, and we tell ourselves all kinds of self-defeating negative things. And it has all these terrible impacts on the way we live our lives, the way we don't have healthy relationships, the things that we attract into our lives, the circumstances we attract into our lives, all because of the energy that we're emitting based on these negative beliefs of lacking love.
Mm-hmm. Wow, so, I mean, you talk about healing from heartbreak in your book, so, but you also talk about that experience that shows where the real problem is. So will you share some of your insights and thoughts on that?
Yeah, so one of the things that I realized, and so a couple of the teachers that have really led me through my journey, or some people, they're not alive anymore, like Dr. Wayne Dyer, and other folks like Lisa Nichols, who's a profound speaker and author, and my coaches, Rhonda Tornay and AJ Amix, and other people that have just been really, really profoundly powerful in my life, helping me see that the way that I treat myself is really a reflection of the way that I treat other people. And so there's a reciprocal connection that's there. We become very codependent and very needy if I'm constantly giving to you just so that you'll give me something back. Instead of me loving you and appreciating you and seeing your value and giving to you from a place of wholeness, because that's the way that I see myself. And so I'm approaching the relationship from a place of confidence and from a place of, I'm not trying to get anything from you. And it eases this tension that gets built up, because I think all of us have this inherent, whether it's fear or apprehension, of being taken advantage of. And so if you feel like I'm approaching you and I'm trying to do something for you so that you will give me something in return,
right,
then it can feel like I'm... And so what it comes down to is we have to learn how to love ourselves the way that we think we need to love other people. And when it starts here, and here's, and I'm pointing to my heart, when it starts here and here, when I'm loving myself purely, wholly, fully, from a place of goodness and from a place of wholeness, where I'm not needing or seeking something from somebody else, then what I give is from an overflow instead of from a lack. And what it comes down to is a mindset of, you're either operating out of a mindset of abundance or a mindset of scarcity. When you're operating from a mindset of scarcity, it's like all based on fear. There's not going to be enough, and I've got to do all these things so that I can get back from me, because I've got to hoard something. I'm so afraid of losing, versus coming from a place of abundance where there's always plenty. And I don't have fear, and I don't have doubt, and I don't have worry that I'm operating out of. Those thoughts might come into my mind, but I can recognize them for what they are and dismiss them. Or just sit in the place of, okay, what is the fear or the doubt trying to tell me? And let it be a teachable moment. But I learned how to love myself by speaking kindly to myself. So I'm used to, like, I don't know if you're familiar with Gary Chapman's book, The Five Love Languages. My number one love language is words of encouragement, words of affirmation. I speak them all the time. It just naturally happens. Right. I can give that to other people without thinking about it. But I've got to give that to myself, because seeing myself as worthy of that kind of love means that I can tell myself, hey, dude, you did a good job. Hey, dude, you look good today. Hey, man, like, you really have it going on. You're a good person. You're a solid person. You're whole. You're healthy. But I'm speaking about myself, so I'm saying I am whole. I am healthy. I am good. I am lovable. I am wonderful. Like, speaking in that present tense, those affirmations, that was one of the first places to start changing the way that I saw myself. And not just saying the words, because affirmations are something that everybody teaches. You can say the words all day long. You got to get to the believing and embodying it, and choosing to actually be that.
Yeah. So what relationship patterns do you see that people struggle with in a relationship?
I think understanding their feelings and feeling like they can't express their feelings is a big problem. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, all of us have had some sort of relationship, whether that's a friendship or a romantic relationship, where we said something that we felt, and we got judged for it, criticized for it, belittled for it. And so it creates this narrative in our minds that, okay, well, if I feel this way, I shouldn't feel that way, or if I express that I feel this way, I'm gonna get some sort of backlash. And so we suppress our feelings, and we bottle them up, and we don't say what it is that we're really feeling. And so that lack of communication creates a lack of connection. And what needs to happen in relationship is us have the freedom and have the love for each other that we can express how we feel and not take it personally. Like, you tell me what you feel, even if what you're feeling about me isn't necessarily good, and I give you the space to feel what you feel and not take it personally as though it's something that, like, is something that's offensive. But giving you the space and letting you say what you feel allows you to open up your heart and your chest and let that come out instead of suppressing it inside. And then me being able to receive that, not take it personally, shows that I value you as a human being, and I'm a human being, and I'm going to give you that space, and we're going to talk through this because I don't want you to suffer. You don't want me to suffer. You want to be understood. So now we've got this place of connection, and it's built out of love and out of freedom, instead of out of fear and out of offense. And I think that feeling like we can't be honest with each other in our friendships, and especially in our more intimate relationships, people suppress things and they end up hiding from themselves and hiding from each other, and it creates this tension that causes big problems in the end.
Yeah, I mean, and those problems are definitely, many times they manifest themselves in, like, really poor health, you know, stress, and stress can lead into actually physical discomfort and sickness and what so forth. I mean, how do we handle it? Let's talk about maybe some specifics that you suggest that we can overcome those negative feelings in order to improve our overall health and well-being.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that's been incredibly helpful for me with the love of my life. We sit together, and there's this exercise that there's a teacher named Gay Hendricks. You sit one-on-one with each other, and you look each other in the eye, and you give each other space, and you say, from your heart, I choose close to you. And you just sit there in that moment and let that sink in. And then the other partner says, I choose to be close to you. then you repeat that giving, that choice, that choose to be close to you, three times. The next step is, I choose to remove any obstacle that would keep me from being close to you. And both partners say that back and forth to each other, and totally embody it, totally receive it. And then what ends up happening is, as you go through life and as you go through the relationship, as different issues come up, that memory of, hey, you know, you and I committed to not only being close to each other, we committed to removing obstacles that would keep us from being close to each other. And me suppressing what I'm feeling is an obstacle that would keep me from being close to
each other. It's almost like, it sounds to me like, you know, yeah, it almost sounds to me like that we need to create some kind of like, almost like a mini verbal workout together, right? That most people don't even do. I mean, you know, we're busy with our daily lives. I mean, at this current time during the pandemic, many people are locked up together and spending more time than ever together. So I think it's even more important than ever to kind of keep up that positive communication with your partner, to do those verbal exercises, as you said, to openly open up and trying to establish a dialogue, right?
I think you just hit on it really well, Wolf. The big thing is to be intentional. And so the key thing for any relationship, and especially with us now in the quarantine, with us being at home with our families, whatever issues are there, you're at home with these other people. It's not like you have to go somewhere else. You can't go somewhere else. You're home. So this is the opportunity to really build that intimacy and build that closeness. But have the intention of, my intention is now, we're going to spend the next 30 minutes just being with each other. We're going to put our phones away, we're going to put our computers away and our work away, and we're just going to be here with each other and connect with each other and talk with each other. And I want to know, like, asking your partner, like, I want to know your details. Tell me the details of the things that are going on in your mind. And you having the space to express the details, not just the surface level stuff. And that's really where connection happens. That's where closeness right. happens. That's where partnering happens. And now is an opportunity to learn some details that maybe you've missed and discover some things about the people that are closest to you that maybe you've missed, and really build some really strong that you didn't have before, or maybe you didn't know about before. Maybe the connection's always been there, but there's been obstacles that have kept you from being close with each other. So now remove the obstacles and choose to be close.
Right. Very good. Well, definitely some great advice. So Dee, why don't you tell people how they can reach back out to you? I know you prepared actually some information that people can download and access. Tell us how we can get access to that.
So I'm very big on, obviously, relationships. I'm very big on building relationships with everybody that's watching this. The website you can go to is dgrantsmith.com/friends. So you're my friend, and everybody that's watching this, I consider you guys friends. So I've got two things I'm giving away. One is a free ebook that will help you build stronger relationships. I'm the Growth Farmer. That's my brand. I'm calling myself the Relationship Growth Farmer too. So the ebook is Love is the Seeds for Success. And I'm also going to give away a free 30-minute coaching session. I'll talk about anything you want to talk about with relationships or with mindset, and really help you be able to take yourself and your relationships a step further. So it's dgrantsmith.com, all one word, /friends.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being with us today and giving us your advice and your speaking from your heart and from your experience. Thanks, Dee. Let's stay all be safe. Until next time. Bye-bye.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you.